Translation purported by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Gita translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is realized by pure devotion, pure devotee who acts in the transcendental existence of Bhakti Yoga. He is a bestower of uncontaminated happiness and is the master of the transcendental world. Therefore, I offer my respect unto him. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood only by devotional service. Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavanyasya smitatvataha. Even if one wants to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth, one must take to the activities of devotional service. These activities are called sattva or shuddha sattva. In the material world, activities of goodness, which are symptomatic of pure brahmana, are appreciated. But the activities of devotional service are shuddha sattva. In other words, they are on the transcendental platform. Only by devotional service can one understand the Supreme. Devotional service is called naishkarmya. Mere negation of material activity will not endure. Naishkarmyam api achyuta bhavam bhajitam. Unless one performs activities with reference to Krishna consciousness, cessation of material activities will not be helpful. In the hopes of achieving naishkarmya, freedom from material action, many highly elevated sannyasis stopped their activities, yet they failed and returned to the material platform to act as materialistic persons. But once one is engaged in the spiritual activities of Bhakti Yoga, one does not fall down. Our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore an attempt to engage everyone always in spiritual activity, by which one becomes transcendental to material actions. The spiritual activities of Bhakti Yoga, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, lead one to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, as stated here, sattvena pratilavaya naishkarmena vipashchita. The Supreme Personality of God is realized by pure devotees who act in the transcendental existence of Bhakti Yoga. The Gopala Tapani Upanishad 15 says, bhaktilyasya bhajanam tat iha multropadi naishkarmya aiva mushmin manasta kalpanam etat evacha naishkarmyam. This is a definition of naishkarmya. One acts in naishkarmya when he fully engages in Krishna conscious activities without material desires to enjoy, either here or in the upper planetary system, in the present life or in the future life. Iha amutra aniya villasita sunyam. When one is freed from all contamination and he acts in devotional service under the direction of the spiritual master, one is on the platform of naishkarmya. By such transcendental devotional service, the Lord is served. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Jnana Timandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Aveta Gadadara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you all for coming for Srimad Bhagavatam class. Before I say anything, I'd like to seek your blessing and the proper disciples' blessing. Pancha kalpa taribhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So this verse and purport describes about devotional service. Such an elaborate purport. What can I say further? I prepared today class, but this morning there's some incident happened. So that kind of it changed structure of this class. Yes? I'll show you one picture. Maybe come close. Come close. Yeah, I have to show you a picture. We have to see this picture in order to grasp what happened. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's very nice. So, picture is this. Have a look this picture. It's not Gobudan Hill. Can you see what it is? Yeah, crocodile. This is a crocodile. Can you see? Yeah, this is. Can you see this one? This is the crocodile. Yeah. Can you see the crocodile? Yeah, buffalo. Crocodile trying to eat the buffalo, basically. Yeah. This picture. Can you see this? Yes. So, the reason I brought this picture is that it's perfectly related to our subject, Gadendra's prayers. You can stay here. You can. You don't need to go back. Yeah. Please. Yeah, please here. A more kind of friendly. So, Gajendra went to this reservoir, which is a beautiful reservoir. But there, he was bitten by a crocodile. It happens in material world exactly the same way. In Africa, yes, very hot, very hot. And then the source of life is water. So without water, they cannot survive. So they go for the source of life. But the same source of life can take your life away, too. This is the material world. People enjoy, but the same enjoyment, actually, they make you suffer like hell. So, I have a vehicle to come to temple, and I have a vehicle to go to my home. So this vehicle has 8 wheels. Normally, other vehicle has 4 wheels. It's a roller skate. So normally when I come by roller skate, I kind of enjoy, yes, and some give some exercise. But last night it rained and this morning so cold, everything was ice on the road. I couldn't skate properly. Oh my God! This just the kind of turning to roller skate, turning to ice skate. But road is uneven, so hardly I couldn't skate. So you know, down there here the sandy lane is uphill. Ah, oh, struggling. Oh, what can I do? So I decided if I go like this, I won't go uphill. So I went to the walking path. So rather than skating, I was walking. And then with the heavy skate, I was struggling one step, another step. And then all of a sudden, one van came along and it stopped. And then the driver of the van opened the door. Do you want a lift? I said, yes, thank you. And that was a football life band. Parashuram Babu, thank you very much. So that Parashuram Babu gave me a lift. And in that van, we had a brief discussion about life. And then he gave me kind of insight that he said, within this life, within our own lifetime, there will be catastrophe. There will be catastrophe. Big disaster. Yes? So now, in olden days, for example, the First War and the Second War, somehow we go through it. Why? Because we are not used to this much comfort. Think about the comfort we are enjoying now. Hot water in the winter. Yeah? And the warm kind of heating system. And so wherever you go, if you go to Tesco, everything on the article shelves. So all you need to do is just pick it up. Yeah? But when catastrophe comes, then first thing they'll control the petrol. So wherever you go, you have to either walk or run or maybe cycling in this cold weather. And then, not only that, whatever things on the store, it goes to somehow the control unit. So you'll be kind of rationed to get what you want. So wherever you go, you have to have long queue. the suffering we may go through will be hellish. Why? Because we are not used to austere life. In olden days, lifestyle is molded in a way that we are accustomed to deal with nature. But nowadays, we don't want to deal with nature. Basically, winter time, you want to be warm. Summer time, you want to be cold. Yes? That's our lifestyle. Prabhupada said, came to England. It's very strange. England, as soon as they feel cold, they turn the heating up. But India, when they feel cold, they put one more chadar up. How simple they are. Now, we are going through this. So here, so life is like this. But I'll tell you one more thing. It more fears than this crocodile. In Padma Purana, there is a glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says here, Samsara Sagre Magnam, I have fallen into the ocean of repeated birth and death. Samsara, repeated birth and death. Sagara means the ocean. I've fallen into this ocean of repeated birth and death. And then, Dinam Mam Karunadide. I'm totally distressed. Why? There's something more fearsome than this crocodile. Karma Griya Grihitangam. My karma is like a crocodile, ready to bite me. So, Padma Purana compares our karma like crocodile. Once you take a birth, you have to go through your karma. You are destined. The other day I was listening to proper lecture that somehow or other, if you cheat, yes, then you have to pay four times. It's written in the Shastra. You have to pay four times. So, due to certain activity, we took birth. And then, whatever we go through suffering, maybe we are paying up what we have done wrong in the previous life.
But did you say we have to pay four times?
If you cheat.
If you cheat.
Yeah, if you cheat, yeah. And then, here, Mamudava Bhavanabhar. And then, oh, ocean of mercy, please pick me up from the ocean of material existence. This is a prayer from Padma Purana. And then Srimad Bhagavata Kyoyam Prataksha Krishna Evahi. This key thing comes. This Srimad Bhagavatam is actually Krishna himself. Prataksha. Prataksha means direct perception. Direct. Prataksha Krishna Evahi. Svrikrito Siti Maya Natha Mutyaltam Bhavasagare. Oh my Lord, to get released from this cycle of birth and death, I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. So, for us, we have a shelter, Srimad Bhagavatam, to get out of this material world. But people outside, they don't have any shelter. For us, we understand, if we go through suffering, we understand why we are going through suffering. But people outside, they don't understand why they are suffering. They constantly blame either government or either some other living entity who caused that suffering. So, as soon as we point direction to outside rather than us, then the suffering multiplies. And then that suffering cannot be resolved. How can you blame that it's cold? If you feel cold. Yeah, how can you blame this winter? This natural course of the nature. But somehow or other, if you point whatever suffering you go through, whatever difficulty you go through, towards you, then there is a solution. If you change, if you change, whole world will change. So what makes us change? Consciousness. How to have, we have important to have right consciousness. Right consciousness. How to do it? By reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And then by coming to Bhagavatam class and Bhagavata class. So originally I planned today Srimad Bhagavatam class by analyzing devotional service through scientific method. So in general, you know, people sometimes when they are in trouble, somehow they're trying to lie to get out of the situation. So they give different excuses. But that excuses actually prove them they have done wrong. They concoct some idea, you know, to get out of situation. But when you listen to that, actually that proves that he was guilty. It's like that. So, scientific world, they trying to do anything to prove that there is no God. So whatever happening in the material world, it's a natural phenomena, which has nothing to do with God. That's their tendency. So, out of so many scientific theory and law, so I picked up one thing. It's thermodynamics. Yeah, thermodynamics, yes. So who knows the first law of thermodynamics? You can't remember, you learned all on the school, yes.
Energy has never lost.
Yes, energy never lost. And what is the second law of thermodynamics? Increase of disorder, which means increase of disorder, degree of disorder, entropy. Do you have heard entropy? Entropy always increases. Entropy means degree of disorder. For example, you cook wonderful prasadam, yes, in the morning. So we are all waiting for. But if you leave there for 3 days, then you won't be able to eat it. Now this room is clean, this temple room is clean. But if you don't clean, if you leave it as this, dust comes, and then getting messier and messier, messier. So anything you buy, product, for example, any electric goods, or whatever you may think of, you buy it, and then gradually it diminishes the quality. This is called disorder. So second law of thermodynamics is that the degree of disorder, which means entropy, will increase. So this, what they are saying, but it's already in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is, the title of ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam. So Vidya means knowledge, Raj means king, king of knowledge and king of all the secrets. Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam. And then after that ninth chapter, Krishna says something interesting to Arjuna. Bhuya eva mahabaho chilinume paramam bacha. I'm going to tell you something further, something more secret or higher than this knowledge. Bhuya eva mahabaho chilinume. Listen to me, paramam bacha. I'm going to speak my speech, paramam bacha, topmost speech. And then he says that, Buya eva mahabaho, shrunme paramam bacha, yateham priyahime. So, yateham, I'm going to speak unto you. Why? Priya manaya. Because you are priya. Priya means very dear to me. You're my darling, basically. And then, bhakshami, hita kamyaya. So I'm going to speak because you are very dear to me, and hita kamyaya. Hita kamyaya means for your benefit. So this is how it starts. What do you call? 10th chapter. So that's why in 10th chapter, there are 4 verses. It's called Chatur Sloki of Bhagavad Gita, which starts 10:8, what is that? Am salvasya prabhavu, matta salvam prabhav tate. And then? Okay, could you loud please, third line? Prabhavu. Iti matva bhajante mam putta bhava samamita. Yeah. So I'm source of everything. Am salvasya prabhavu. And then it goes on and on and on. And then? Chatur Sloki of Bhagavad Gita ends in the 11th verse. Tesham eva anukampartam. You need to show special mercy. Aham agyacham tamha. So I have to destroy your ignorance. And then Krishna destroys Arjuna's ignorance by jnana dipena shasvata, by the shining lamp of knowledge. Yes. And then Arjuna surrendered. Okay. Param Brahma, like that. So it goes like that. So you are Supreme Person. And then Arjuna asked a very interesting question. He says, "O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Here now, O Krishna, Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you? How shall I know you?" So Prabhupada said, fundamental, the essence of all Vedic literature is always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So Arjuna questioned exactly the same thing. How shall I think of you constantly? So who can tell me what Krishna says? What's the answer of Krishna? Bhagavad Gita is ABCD. We have to know Bhagavad Gita. Krishna answered quite interesting way. No, that comes much later. Mammarabhava, Madhavakta, Matyaji, Namnamskuri comes much later. Yes, tell me. Yes. Question, how shall I constantly think of you? Because you are supreme, yes. What Krishna's answer? Yeah, Krishna says many things. Yes, Krishna think about form. Yes, yes. Yeah. First thing Krishna says that Aham Atma Kuda Kesha Sarva Bhutasya Sthitaha. I'm the super soul. So you know to constantly think of me, first of all, everyone has super soul. Basically, in the everyone's heart there is Krishna. So you have to think about this one. And the next thing is I'm beginning and the middle and the end of all beings. So this is how we can think of Krishna all the time. Whatever happened in the material world, there is a beginning. Somebody joined Hare Krishna movement, and they are staying here. Or you turn the music on, there is a beginning, and there is middle, and then you sometimes turn it off, the music. So, in this way, yes, the second law of thermodynamics, it says that whatever there is something, then there is a beginning, and then there is a degree of disorder increases, and then it destructed. So this is the key thing about thermodynamics. But Krishna says here already, yeah, I'm the beginning, I'm the middle, I'm the ending. That's why we say in Kali Yuga, something goes wrong, and we say, hey, Kali Yuga. Have you ever seen someone who's getting younger and younger and younger? It's like that. So whatever we see, something going towards which is not desirable. This is the nature of this material world. Yes? So that then what it stops our disorder is the discipline. And then furthermore, our devotional service. If you engage in any devotional service, it goes against this what you call natural disorder. So as soon as you finish class, somebody sweep this floor. So it stops getting messier and messier. So the glorious devotional service is like that. Krishna says that I will always remember what you have done. And then you will start from there if you can't make it to Goloka Vrindavan within this very lifetime. We somehow or other, sometimes, we just go through it without noticing all this aspect. So, day in, day out, we just come along and eat prasadam and then doing this. But sometimes we feel that, am I doing really devotional service? Am I making really progress? Sometimes we do question ourselves. But, remember this. Sometimes it looks like it, I'm stagnant. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not improving much. Yeah? But listen to this. It looks like we are sit quietly here, but the earth is spinning around. You know how fast it is? Anyone knows? It's spinning around 1,000 miles an hour. So, you know how to measure it is, for example, equator. So, if you are standing on the equator, and then you are, for example, you are standing on the equator, and somehow you are above the equator, you are looking at the equator. So it's spinning around. So, 자, 실시 라다, 고쿠란다키, 자, 시타람 락스마 하나마키, 자, 실시 고란다키, 자. The what do you call the circumference? Circumference of equator is that 25,000 miles. So it takes about one day if you once start spinning and it comes to the same position. It takes one day. So if you calculate then, you understand the speed of the spinning. Not only that, we are moving around the sun. I mentioned before, you know, how fast it is? I wrote here. 67,000 miles per hour. Can you imagine? Sometimes we are in a rush, you're driving our car really fast, and then 100 miles an hour. Oh, Babu, you stop. You know, Prabhupada said, if you go over 70 miles an hour, Krishna leaves it from the house, from the car. Krishna will not protect you anymore. Like that. So if you go just going for 100 miles an hour, you feel so much speed. But this earth moving around 67 miles per hour. So basically, we are not aware of it, but we are rushing into the death. We are rushing. But devotional service, somehow or other, we won't stop. It will stop our death. Maybe physically our body will diminish, but our spirit and our devotion will continue. So this is called, if you see that, this is called pragya, is intelligence. Prabhupada said, upaya cintayat pragya, apaya cintayat. One who has intelligence, they see both sides. Sometimes people open a business, they see only how I'm going to make a profit. They see the profit side of it. They see only good side of it. They don't see another side of it. They may cause sometimes burglar comes, they may some fire or whatever. In this way, upaya cintayat pragya, apaya cintayat. So, devotional service put a stop to this aging process. Actually, we are preparing spiritual body, which never diminishes. So one devotee gave a wonderful example. So a few of you maybe planning to go to India next year sometime. Yes? Let's say you bought a ticket in March. So you got a ticket in your hand, but what do you do now? What do you do tomorrow? You'll do exactly the same thing. Get up early morning, go to Mangalarti or eat prasadam, sankirtan. But after 3 months, the day comes, you won't be here anymore. You'll be on the flight. You go to India. So, we do devotional service. It looks like we're doing the same thing. Nothing happened. I'm angry. So still sometimes say something, I get disturbed. I'm not improving myself much. But if you still engage in devotional service, and at the time comes that you have to leave, then Krishna, according to your consciousness, how much you are attached to Krishna, Krishna will take care of you. Basically, you have to think, the moment you take up devotional service, you are buying a ticket for spiritual world. Yes? You may do the same thing, but remember, ticket is in our hand, in our pocket. Would you like that? Yes. And then, this is the first law of thermodynamics. The energy never changes. So now people just worry about petroleum. Yes? Petroleum is running out. Yes? Too many cars on the road. But actually, petroleum never runs out. Why? only transformed into pollution. Basically, when you burn anything, let's say you burn this table, then it has a fire and then it turns into ashes. We say that this is destroyed. We say it's disappeared now. But with our eyes, it disappeared. But actually, the elements transform into different element. It's like that. So, devotional service is also the same thing. Once we performed, then maybe later on, maybe sometimes we see the devotees that they can't handle the ashram life, and then all of a sudden they got into Maya, and then they go so many things. But we say, oh, he's fallen, he blooped. But no. Whatever he has done, Krishna remembers. It doesn't disappear. Once you put something in Krishna's bank account, nobody can take it out. It's quite safe. Huh? That's why in Bhagavata, Nasato Pitate Bhavo, Nabavo Pitate Sata, Ubayor Api Drishtantes, Tu Anyos Tatva Tarsivi, Nasato Pitate Bhavo, Asat. What is not there, you can't create. You cannot create the material elements. You cannot create. People think, oh, I created this. No, you can't create. And also, Nabavo Pitate Sata. Sata, what is already existence, what is already existing, you cannot destroy that. Bhagavata says that, which confirms the first law of thermodynamics. So that's why Krishna says, Tadaham bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatmana. What will do? Tadaham bhakti uparitam. With bhakti, with your love, you do it. Why? Because ultimately, I don't need anything in this material. Because Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, I'm the supreme controller, I'm the owner of everything. Baba Grai Janardana, whatever I accept is your mood, your attitude, your love, that I accept. So, this is the glory of devotional service. In order to perform devotional service nicely, what do you need to do? You need to eat nicely. Isn't it? With the belly is empty, how can you perform devotional service? So, as my main service is related to the kitchen, again, I say something interesting to your ear. So, last time, I gave class regarding the food, yes? A lot of people questioning, Babu, where is it from? Is it your concoction or where have you heard? So, I got the evidence here from Chandogya Upanishad. Section 5. Annam ashtam, before you do that, before I say that, actually, something interesting quote I want to give you. The mind consists of food, breath consists of water, speech consists of heat. Pancha endriya purushasya yadeva shat anavritam tadasya pragya sravati dritte pada ivodakam. Listen carefully this. When the mind of a person consisting of five senses is not supported by food, then his intelligence goes away. As if the water flows away from the mouth of water bag. So, what you eat is very, very important. And that's why we're trying to make nice prasadam, as much as we can. So, and also furthermore, there's a detailed aspect to it. So because of the time, so I skipped what you call Sanskrit. So, food, annam, whatever you eat, gross form turning into stool, subtle form turning into flesh, and then the essence of that food turning into?
Energy.
I just said.
Energy.
Mind, yes. Food turning into mind. Food consists of mind, yes. And then water. Whatever you drink, yes, either juice or whatever. Water, gross form turning into urine, and subtle form turning into? blood. Yeah, crystal form turning into blood, and then essence of that drink turning into. You see, Kaliyuga memory. Breath, turning into breath. So you may question, what is the essence? What do you mean by essence? I understand the kind of gross part. I understand the, what you call subtle part. What do you mean essence? When bee collects honey, it visits different flowers. Yeah. Each flower is a favor. But when it comes to the honey, all the essence of that flower is turning into honey. That means essence. Yes? Remember that. So food turning into mind, and then drink turning into our breath. And then heat, tejas. Whatever food, whatever drink, it has certain temperature. Yes? And this heat, gross form turning into, what is that? Bone. Yeah. Bone. The inside bone. And the subtle form turning into bone marrow. Yeah. A sense of that heat turning into speech. Yeah, speech. That's why frozen food is no good. Yes? Again? Don't eat ice cream, yeah? Ice cream is not natural food. Prabhupada said that spiritual world, there is no snow. Someone devotee asked him, Prabhupada, spiritual world, there is everything. Is there snow also there? Prabhupada said, no, there is no snow. And devotee asked, why? Why? Why there is no snow in the spiritual world? Anyway, I don't know exactly because I have not been there. No, Prabhupada said, there is no snow. Why? Because it's a nuisance. Prabhupada said it's a nuisance. Sorry for my English. It's a nuisance. Yes, nuisance. So the reason I'm saying is this is that there are always subtle aspect to it, whatever you do. Yes, and also the food turning into our mind. So in this way, now. You have to respect cook also, yes? And you have to respect our kitchen also. Yeah. Before you come, you make arrangement, yeah? Ring first, rather than just walking in, yes? And in this way, we do harmonious service. Is there any question? Is it nearly prasadam time? Yeah, please. Yes. Thank you for comment. Good comment. Yes. It has to do with the Rupa Goswami instruction is in one sense is very, very closely related to this Upanishad said. But interestingly enough, all this said, Krishna said in one verse in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, Aham Vaishnavaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Prana Apana Samayukta Pachami Annam Chaturvidaha. So this process Krishna explains. Pachami Annam Chaturvidaha. So Annam means food. That four types of food. Pachami, I digest. Sometimes we feel, I eat too much, I need a digestion pill. So if we eat digestion pill, now I feel happy. So digestion pill digests that food. We think like that, but no. Krishna said, Pachami Annam Chaturvidaha. I digest it. How I'm going to digest? Prana Apana Samayukta. Prana, by controlling your air in your body, outgoing air and coming in there, breathe in, breathe out, I control that. And then, ultimately, by controlling that air, actually, Krishna's the fire in the stomach, Vaishnavaro, I'm the dead fire. So without that fire, you can't even digest the food. So Krishna, in one sense, condenses this Upanishad verse in one verse in Bhagavad Gita, so that it explains. So that you remember. So then let me ask you a question. Food, water, and the heat, what is most important out of three things? Yes, heat. Why? Because annam, food, cannot exist without water. And also this water cannot exist without heat. According to Sankhya philosophy, water comes from heat, fire. Scientists cannot figure it out. But for the devotee, it's easy to figure it out. Water comes from fire. Why? Because when we dance up and down, we sweat. So fire creates water. Isn't it? So for a devotee, everything is easy. For scientists, everything is complicated. Yeah. Any other question? Yes, Mataji.
I have a question, but I was in the university a few weeks back in the research park, and the NMS report says that Chinese people in your community has the least illness in this country.
Ah.
And that is due to your understanding of your diet and the way you live.
Yeah.
So I think it's wonderful to hear from you.
Yes, in England, NHS has some problem. So I heard also so many people on sick benefit. And also out of sick benefit, those people who are on the sick benefit, a lot of them, they are too sick to work or anything. So in this country, NHS is failing to look after people's health. But as you say, Chinese people, including Korean or Japanese, their lifestyle is more friendly with nature. Ultimately, who invented the car? Ford, isn't it? And then, who invented the steam system? Is that they invented in England the car, which goes nicely, and then it went to America, it put the gear in it. It's turning into a proper car. They created this wonderful kind of a machine, but actually making people sick more and more. Why? Wherever they go, they just turn the key on rather than working. You come on the Sunday, you know, they're trying to park as close as possible to the temple. Everywhere you go, in the Tesco or Azure, so the close place is reserved for disabled. And then from that on, car park filled. And then further away, hardly any cars. It's like that. People, nature is like that. So, our lifestyle, somehow or other, we like a bit more nature. So we walk more, and then we eat also kind of rather than the processed food. We eat more or less general. My father told me, thanks for reminding me, my father told me once, you eat wherever you go, trying to eat whatever produced within 1 mile radius. Now, if you go to Tesco, the orange coming from Brazil, this one from the New Zealand, this from the Australia, all of the place. Then, you know, the transfer from Brazil to England, they use transport as the ship, not the airplane, because it costs too much. So basically sitting at the bottom of what they call the ship for 2 months they're sitting. And then come offloaded and then we eat it. So we think, oh, it's fresh because it's from the fridge. No, it's not fresh at all. So trying to buy British apple rather than apple from the Spain. Although sometimes it doesn't look presentable, but better to buy British apple and better to buy British potato also. Everything local is best. So still, I have in mind. But Bhaktivinoda Manor is wonderful. Yesterday, you had a meti with potato sabji. This meti is organic, homegrown. It's from our own garden. And potato also. Did you like prasada?
Yeah, it was, I mean, I had it. Mm.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, still very nice. And then our potato also is very a bit ugly compared to other potato, because we don't put any pesticide, so a lot of worms go inside the potato, so it's like that. But when you buy food, there is a worm in it, actually, people return it. If there is a worm inside the potato or the apple, we return it. But actually, that apple or potato is better. Why? Because it's not contaminated by pesticide, that's why worm can enter it. Yes? So then our potato basically is so much dirty things we have to kind of throwing half of them. Because I asked the, you know, the farmer, the devotee, Baba, is potato is too difficult, it took time consuming. If you like, I can put pesticide, I can kill all the germs like outside. Would you like that? And said, I was thinking, no, carry on as you. Yeah. So, you know, manner, we have milk from our own cows, and potato from, and in summertime we have spinach, and the mattis, and the coriander. Not only 1 mile, it's just a few hundred meters. So it is the best healthy lifestyle as a devotee. How nice it is. Of course, it should be more variety, but you can't do everything. Yeah. So, enjoy devotional service. Yes? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Vidai Gaura Purandeh. Hare Hare.